ಪ್ರಿಯಾಂಗನ ಫಲಾರತೆಯ ಕತ್ತೂರಿತಾಂಗೀನ ಕಷ್ಟ ಶೀಘ್ರ ವಂಥಾಪಕ್ರೂಢಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮಾಪ್ತದಾಯಕೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮನೇ ಗೌರ ಸಂಕರ್ಷಣ ಕಾರಣತೋ ಯಶಾಯಿ ಗರ್ಭೋದಶಾಯಿ ಚ ಪ್ರಯೋಗಿಶಾಯಿ ಶೇಷಶ್ಚ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಸಂಕರ್ಷಣಾಮ ಶರಣಂ ನಮಾಸ್ತು. Today is very auspicious day, the birthday of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Only 3 days before the birthday of Mahavishnu, Advaita Acharya. And today is the birthday of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. You know that Nityananda Prabhu, without Nityananda Prabhu, God cannot do anything. He is helpless. Though he is abode of all powers, sarva-shaktiman, but yet he always depends on service of Nityananda Prabhu. When the Supreme Personality of Krishna wants to come in this world to sprinkle his mercy to all jivas, he comes with Nityananda Prabhu, Baldev Prabhu. In any way, he will be there. Can you say when Krishna in the shape of Nrisimhadev came, how Nityananda Prabhu was with him? His all weapons, his everything was Nityananda Prabhu. When Ram came, his Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu came in the shape of Lakshman. When Krishna came, he came in the shape of Baldev. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he came in the shape of this. Nityananda. When he sleeps in the Karma Sagar, ocean of falls, then he becomes a shesh on which he sleeps. And he serves, Lakshmi also serves there. So when Krishna wants to come in any way, anywhere in these worlds or anywhere, Baldev Prabhu must come with him. When he was with Ram in Tretaju, Ram ordered so many things which were very, very painful to him. When Dasarath Maharaj told that you should go to bed, to forest for 12 years and Bharat will be the king of Ayodhya, Ram gladly accepted this. But Lakshman was not in this opinion. He took his bow and arrow and told them, Ram, you should give me order. I will kill all, even this lusty Dasaratha also. I think that he is not appropriate to be a father. You are my father and my elder brother. So you should tell me, order me. I will fight against them and I will kill Maharaj Dasarath, Bharat and all other whole army. And he took his bow and a standard. But Ram don't do this. He was saying, if he was not my elder brother, then I have done this, but I am bound to do like this. Obey. When he told, Ram told that Lakshman, take Sita. Forever I have left Sita, you should take with you Sita and give up in very deep forest. He wanted to question Ram, what qualities has done Sita? Why you are doing so? You are going to obey the orders of very nasty persons, lusty persons, like a worshipman, and you are not believing on the words of Maharaj Dasarath, Vasishtha, heir on the Agni, the fire goddess, and all the rishis like Narada and all. Wanted a question, what quality has done Sita? What he cannot say. He must avoid him because he is elder brother. So he accepted this, but very painful act for him. And then he took Sita. Not telling anything that I am taking you for. Get it in the forest. All we will return tomorrow after distributing cloths to Muni and Rishis, wives and ladies and their sisters. But when he went and crossed Ganges and went in the hut of Balmi, he began to wait loudly. Sita told him, why you are weeping? He told that, I should die before telling this. My heart is made of stone or iron, so I am not dying. Ram has left you forever, and you cannot return to Ayodhya as his wife. Then Sita replied, and Lakshman in the same state, when she was senselessly weeping. So he is telling himself, now I will come with Ram, I will come with Krishna, but not as a younger brother, to obey. But I will order them, so I must come as a
elder brother.
I cannot bear this so painful day. So he came as an elder brother in Krishna pastime. And sometimes he revealed to Krishna, chastised, oh, you are doing wrong. Sometimes. But one need to please Krishna. So again, he came when Chaitanya Krishna came in the shape of Gaurachandra, Shachinandan Gaurachandra, he came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. About, I think, 10 years or life, he was elder than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has never met with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachin Mimaipan, Pandit. Inquired by who? Went for pilgrimage with a very renowned Ains saint. And he went over all India, almost all holy pilgrimages. When he was in South India, Pandharpur, there is a place named Pandharpur, named with a saint. The name was Lakshmi Pati Tirtha, disciple in the line of Madhvacharya. Both thought to each other and both became friends. Krishna, Krishna, day, embracing each other. After that, Nityananda Prabhu told that I want to take initiation from you. I have not taken initiation. You are my guru. What must you will give to me? He tested and told that perhaps this mantra you want to give me. And that mantra was claim Swaha, Gopal mantra. You know? Then he became so happy and told that, how can you do this? How can you do this? Then Baldev Nityananda Prabhu gave him darshan in the shape of Baldev Prabhu. And he climbed on the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. He took initiation by that mantra and he became renowned sannyasi. And he then alone began to travel everywhere. When he came to Vrindavan, he was suffering. Oh, Kanai, where you are, where you are. Kanai, you know? Kanai, Kanai and Krishna. Where you are? When he used to see deers running here and there, he began to run after deers. Can you tell where Krishna is? Kanaiya is my elder. Younger brother, and he used to see grazing cows. They used to take cows, this neck in the horn, sometimes naked, quite naked, waiting so much, sometimes running after cowherd boy, asking, where is Kanai? Without Kanai, why you came? I want to meet Kanai, Kanai. And began to bitterly weep and roll down on the earth. He went to a temple and he was calling Kanai, Kanai. A song came and told that, oh, your Kanai is not here now. Now he is taken birth in the other state and now he is Sachinandan and he is in Navadvip, Mayapur. If you want to meet, you can go there. So he now began to go to Navadvip Dham by the side of यम नारीहर ही वेंट टू प्रयाग एंड फ्रॉम देयर ही बाय द साइड ऑफ गंगेस ही केम एट लास्ट इन नवदीप देयर इन अ वेरी सॉलिटरी प्लेस ऑन द बैंक ऑफ गंगेस नंदनाचार्य ही वाज आल्सो अ वेरी गुड डिवोटी वेंट देयर एंड ही थॉट दैट आई शुड नॉट गो टू निमाई पंडित ही शुड कम टू It is Kanai. I will greet when he will come himself to me and meet me. Otherwise, I will not go. If he is Kanai, then he knows everything. Past, future and
present.
Vartman,
present.
Also he is powerful. He is Sarvaka,
omniscient,
all-knowing. So he must know why should I go. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Srinivasacharya, his brother and all other so many devotees to such any Mahapurush. Mahapurush means?
Great personality.
Best personality.
Great personality.
Very good Vaishnava has come. Try to search him and bring to him. They searched whole day here, there in the bank of Ganges, in all devotees' houses. But they could not find. At last, in the evening they returned. Oh, we have not seen any newcomer, Sadhu, Sannyasi or Vaishnava. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Nimai Pandit told, oh, yeah, I'm going. And then he took all, like Gadadhar Pandit, and all other devotees, Sivas Pandit, and all others. And he straight went on the height of Nandanacharya. And he entered the house and saw a very beautiful, long arms, golden.
Color.
A golden mountain, very beautiful, weeping and telling, Krishna, Krishna, Kanai, Kanai. When Mahaprabhu saw, he at once become like dumb, and from there he was saying to him and he was saying to him. For a couple of minutes, he was whole silent. And after that, Nityananda Prabhu and Gaurachandra at once run to each other and embraced so tightly and began to weep. He telling Kanai and he telling
Balai.
Kanai and Balai both were weeping bitterly. No sense at all where I am, what I am doing. And this just fell flat on the earth. After some time, the devotees helped them to come in senses. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the arm of Nityananda Prabhu and he brought him out. After this, Jagai, Madai and all other pastimes, Vyas Puja, after that, Sannyas Puja, after they went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu to Jagannath, in the midway, how Nityananda Prabhu broke his dunder, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left all and went to Jagannath Puri and saw him, seeing, taking darshan of Jagannath. Oh, Vrajananda, you are not a statue, you are yourself, Yashodananda, Vrajananda. And he met, he at once suddenly tried to reach and meet Jagannath, but in the midst, how Bhattacharya came, and how he came, and how he took senseless Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to meet him, and how he tried to teach him Vedanta. And partaking of that, how he returned, he was in Puri Rath Yatra, and how he again came to Navadvip and Bengal and wanted, used to preach over whole Bengal, especially to those who were fallen, so much fallen, out of caste, very poor. And he began to preach. After that, how he married with Janama Devi and Vasudha Devi, Birchandra Prabhu, the son of. How he took initiation from Janama Devi. So we will all bear in mind. I will say to whom I will pray to speak something. Maharaj should speak first about Nityananda Prabhu.
No.
Yes, sir, come here. Look, I said, but I'm going to go to the house. It should be given. I think that there are so many qualified persons. Oh, you should go there. Yes. So that all are doing something. Yes.
Give me this one because maybe I need it.
Give me. Give me, I will carry. How many things? Nityananda Prabhu is Jagat Guru. He is himself Baldev Prabhu. Baldev Prabhu in Krishna pastime he went to Naisharanya. He saw that Lomharsan Sud was giving class of Srimad Bhagavatam. All the rishis, maharshis stood up and did pranam to Baldev Prabhu. But Lomharsan was sitting on the same Vyasasana and he did not do pranam to him, not welcoming him. Baldev Prabhu thought, he is not qualified to read Srimad Bhagavatam and to preach Bhagavatam. He knows me, not a very lower kind of educated. He thinks that I am burning gold, yeah, so lower. And he thinks that I am burning Brahmin. And I am so literate and I am so learned. I can tell Bhava, explain Bhava. But he told that you are not qualified. Be Bhava and then read Bhava. So he took his hand and by his hands at once cut off his head and was tired. All the rishis were wondering and Baldev Prabhu, what you have done? Then he told that, what you want? Want that I should
make him
again, give his life, then they knew the glories of Baldev Prabhu. No, we don't want, but how he will hear Srimad Bhagavatam? He advanced to the son of Lomharsan,
Okrasravanam,
of 8-5 years from here. Not a very close and like so. He was like a very ignorant person who was looking like. But he took and his make him sat on the Vyasasana and look towards me. And he inspired everything, all Vedas. All Srimad Bhagavatam, all Purans, Upanishad and everything. Smriti, Shruti, everything. Mahabharata, Ramayana and all. And he went taught some Stuti of Balde Prabhu. And he began to explain all these things wonderfully. So you should not see that Balde Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu has not joined his school. And he was illiterate. But he is God of gods. He is Gurudev. He killed in Krishna pastimes Dhenukasura in the shape of an ass. Dhenukasura is ignorance. What ignorance? Those who don't honor Vaishnavas, devotees, and think themselves devotees. Himself. They are all like Dhenukasura. If any Vaishnava coming in contact of association of any Vaishnava, he is the Vaishnava. And he will honor like Nityananda Prabhu has honored all devotees. Even those who are not devotees but they wanted to be devotees. He respected them. He brought in the shade of Krishna consciousness to all those who were neglected. All neglected. In India, the goldsmith, you know, and oil makers, better leg makers, all there are. In Sudrajaya. At first, they have no right to read Veda, Upanishad and Vedanta. They cannot read. Ignorant. But Nityananda Prabhu told them, like Jagai Madai, they are most qualified to chant Harinam. And to have Krishna Prabhu. And to whom he saw, he gave initiation like tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna Hare, Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So all were in Bengal, all those were fallen. Very unpretentious cause of persons, Nityananda Prabhu. Embraced them and inspired them all. Today we are doing some mistakes. We are the surrounded, sincere and senior devotees. Whole life they have served Swamiji, they have served Radha Krishna and Gaur Nityananda for whole life from beginning. Anyhow, without reason, they are going to be neglected. I have also served so much, more than anyone of his own. But I cannot go to take darshan anywhere. To whom I gave my samadhi of Swamiji, anybody in Matkundaya. draw that close. This is a very bad sign. By this we go to hell. There is some time.
Yeah.
We should try to
rectify
all these things. We should know that we are all in the Mahaprabhu family. Those are not taking any initiation but chanting Hare Krishna. They should be treated as the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And those who are sincere and loving, serving for so many years, they should be more respected. Otherwise, Vaishnava offense. And we can only provide like Ramchandra Khan. In his last days, went in Bengal in a place where very rich person Ramchandra Khan, who wanted to
make fall down Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur went to the same village. That rich person did not honor any of the devotee of Nityananda, and he told that, get out from here. You cannot host in night here. Nityananda Prabhu began to laugh so loudly. Oh, devotees are not honored here. Devotees are disrespected here. So, we should not be here. We are going, but I am seeing that tomorrow Mohammedans will come armed and they will cut all, they will slaughter cows here, they will prepare mills of flesh, and whole family will be cut down. And he left the place, and the person not honoring Vaishnava devotees, next day they will slaughter it all. And the whole village became barren. So we should always remember Nityananda Prabhu. Don't disrespect any Vaishnava. This is the teachings of Nityananda Prabhu. Always try to honor Vaishnavas. In what stage he is, according to Kanishtha, Madhyam, and Uttam Adhikari. We'll have to know all these things. If you are not mine, then we are not devotees at all. For sure. Nowadays, we are not going to be so strong Vaishnava. In Vaishnava philosophy, and also doing according to, we should try to establish us in all these teachings. Otherwise, only showing like bottle and telling to others, it will not do. So, we should try to understand all the teachings of Nityananda Prabhu. Come with me in Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling, I am meeting with same person. In separation mood I am waiting for so many years and years. I brought my present. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became in the mood of Radhika and calling Krishna, Krishna, present. You are the same Prajnanandan. And he began to be in the mood of Radhika, and he felt flat dancing. Nityananda Prabhu was there, but not touching. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shiva Sangam used to dance, And then when he used to self-fly in the courtyard, Nityananda Prabhu is
touch.
When he can become insensitive, then he used to touch. Otherwise not. But nowadays we don't know all these things. And we do so many rasa bhas. We keep Nityananda Prabhu with Radha and Krishna in the same altar. Jagannath in the same altar. Yes, you know all these things in more superior advanced devotees. With them you see. Read Chaitanya Charitamrita in the association of Vaishnavas, Bhagavata. Ja Bhagavata Pada,
Vaishnava Krishna.
And that is why Nityananda Prabhu ordered Jiva Goswami to go to Vrindavan and learn all the Shastri, Rupa and Sanatana. He inspired him and he became so learned that in whole world at that time there was no any learned person like Jiva Goswami. He defeated so many learned persons. How? Only by the mercy of them. So, we should try to follow outwardly and inwardly Nityananda Prabhu. You know this song? Mithai Padakam. Oh, where she is? Where is Krishna? Nathai Padakam. And then we will have see some boys drama. Right?
Yes, yeah. But yeah, all the children.
Nathai Padakam. One time.
And after that we will see a group of children.
And then so many bhaktas are there, they will see.
अरे बोलो कहेंगे तब तो तुम लोग जब चल
also speak with so much honor to Nityananda Prabhu praying Nityananda Prabhu Narottam Thakur Nityananda Stakam Jathestam Rehata Kuru Harit Bhan Manisham Tato Varsan Saram Bodhi Tarnadayu Mayilavi Idam Bahu Skotai Ratasarati Anaja Patigriham Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanatarukandam Virupadi. He is telling praying to Nityananda. Oh, Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful that all the mercies of Krishna or Mahaprabhu gathered together and Nityananda Prabhu began. He is telling to all persons without any cost and creed, rich or poor, so inferior or superior, Brahmins or Shudra,
scheduled caste,
anyone, male or female, boys or old, even to animals also, birds, he is telling. How he is telling? Come on. And he raising his hands and telling like this. Yatheshtam re bhrata kuru hari hari dhvan varisham. Oh brothers, always tell Hare Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Loudly and more loudly. Again and again. And you will be crossing the misery, the ocean of
death and birth
and death, suffering and sorrows. And if it is not going so, then I am liable for this. I am telling you truth that you should one chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And I am giving, I am promising that for this I am liable, responsible for this. You must have Krishna prema. Anyone has not told like this. Where? To each person's door he used to go. And personally he used to tell, I want this only begging. Give us this. I don't want anything. But we are now deviating from this line of Nityananda Prabhu. If you want Krishna prema, you will have to come in this line again. So Nityananda Prabhu is saying, I am responsible for this if you are not getting Krishna, Krishna prema. To each person see. And in the last he is telling, Rasana Madharam Rasika Barasada Vaishnavadhanam
Param Nityananda Astakame.
Rasana Madharam Rasika Barasada Vaishnavadhanam Patitataran Smaranata Param Nityananda Astakam Yo Partija Tadangitam Dache Nitaran. Or you don't see that Nityananda Prabhu is only a mad person. He had not joined the school. You should know that he is Arasanam Adharam. He is what? Adhar?
Container.
Base.
Platform of all Rasas. Dasya as Baldev, Shakh as Baldev, Basal as Baldev. And Madhuras in the shape of Ananga Manjari, the younger brother, sister of Srimati Radhika. He became to test this, to become the platform of this Madhuras also. So don't think that Nityananda Prabhu only in male forms are in Krishna, in form only rasa, also in Madhuras. So Rasanam Adharam Rasika Bhara, he was so rasi. He used to quarrel with Advaitacharya, you know, so many times, with like a struggling, sometimes giving Mahaprasadam here and there. Advaitacharya told him, what you are doing? You are no Vedic culture in you. You are always into. Anyone does not know who is your father and mother and where is your abode. And you have come among us to take prasadam here. You have so much day. You are avadhoot. You have taken our caste, Brahmins. This. Nityananda Prabhu at once began to laugh. Ho, 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 ho. And told them, oh, Advaitacharya, I have heard that he is so learned person, and that I know that he is not a learned person. He does not know anything. He is telling that by taking Mahaprasad, anyone loses his Brahman mode and he becomes low. He is doing offense in the lotus feet of Mahaprasadam. He does not know the real power of Mahaprasadam. Mahaprasadam is himself Krishna. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahma Salpa Pannamatam Rajan Vishwasa Naiva Jayate. So they were quarreling. Sometimes they were quarreling in the big pond. Indradyumna Sarovar, giving water there. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so great. You know, Rai Ramananda is all from Bhattacharya. So learned person and so great. But they began also to quarrel like boys, giving water on each other. Also Nityananda Prabhu and this Advaita Acharya began to give water to each other. And Nityananda Prabhu defeated Advaita Acharya. He told that, I am an old person, you want to
drown me.
No.
Splash.
That I should die. Make me die. So they were in these quarrels, so many good siddhant were there. So Nityananda Prabhu, Rasana Madharam, Rasika Bar, Saida Vaishnavadana. He was Rasika Bar. Who is Rasika Bar? Me? Giriraj Govardhan. But he is the root of all Rasiks. Without his mercy, anyone cannot be a Rasik. So those who will pray Nityananda Prabhu for his mercy, they'll be bona fide Vaishnava. But always remind these, remember, don't criticize anyone Vaishnava. Don't dishonor, otherwise Nityananda Prabhu will be unhappy and he will let give Krishna prem and they will be aparadhi.
Offender.
So try to all. All who has taken shelter of Nityananda Prabhu Gopchandra, treat him like Vaishnava. But anyhow, anyone is not following, we should pray only Nityananda Prabhu that bestow your mercy, that he should be reformed the way. Don't criticize, don't do anything against them. So always have faith on Nityananda Prabhu. Especially I am praying for you all and for my also. For whole world I am praying that Nityananda Prabhu should bestow his mercy to all, that we should know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and what is Krishna name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
He should give us ruchi in Krishna name, in Gaur name. Also, anyone has told in his prayer that Krishna and Krishna Dham and Krishna name, they have some vichar for this aparad. They consider whether he is namaparadi or not, dhamaparadi or not. But Gaur Nityanande nahi e sab vichar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu had nothing to do with this. Even aparadi, they tell, oh Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, then they bestow their mercies. So we should also be, to be like that. If anyone does anything nonsense, we should tolerate and pray for him also. Don't have any envy to them. Nothing. So be like Nityananda Prabhu. Follow his footprints. And then Nityananda Prabhu will unconditionally he will bestow him. Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki
jai.
Prabhu Nityananda Prabhu ki
jai.